Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hello everybody, 안녕.
Hola.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hoya.
Hello, hello. Okay, so
big celebration. Do I have a celebration
one? I thought you did.
Yeah.
I mean, I have applause, and then I have...
I mean, I think this is worth all of them.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking.
Yeah. There we go.
This is officially
2 years
of you guys hearing it. Hello, hi, hola, Anya.
What was that?
You know what I meant.
Anya.
It's been a while.
I actually had this thought the other day when I was uploading that the episode, because I always like put the episode, we put the episode number in red circle, and it was like episode 49.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, we've only had 49 episodes, and I remember we're bi-weekly, and I was like, oh, when it hits 52, that's 2 years.
And this is episode 52?
Give or take.
Well.
We might have had the lost episode.
Oh, yeah, that.
That was in there. So it'll be close.
That nightmare.
This one will be 51.
Yeah,
so
the
something...
lost episode screwed us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's okay. We're still there, you know?
Wow.
It's exciting.
Yeah, 2 years. So we just wanted to have a celebratory episode chatting about memories from the past 2 years, things that we loved were memorable, and yeah, just reminisce, I guess, is the word that I'm looking for.
I was still in my 20s.
Really?
No, you weren't.
Yeah. I'm only 31.
Oh.
You too, Lydia. We were babies.
You guys started this podcast when you were in your 20s.
Oh, yeah. Adios.
The 20s are like, they might be the worst years of life. Not 20? Worst. I think the 30s are the best years. So I'm excited for you guys to be at the precipice of like the best years of your life. Aww. That is the formative years.
Yeah. So far it's been.
Okay. Well, I know it probably doesn't feel great, but I think as a whole, when you look back, once we get towards the end of your 30s, you're going to be like, I really put myself first in my 30s. And I think that's what a lot of people do. Like they stop trying to please or follow societal norms. And they're just like, no.
I do what I want.
Life is short.
Okay.
I'm going to do what I want. I'm not going to care what people think.
I'm a Leo. I've been like that all my life.
Yeah.
That is truth.
But I'm in for another decade the same.
Oh, man. So, I don't know. Should we? I mean, there are some people who maybe haven't listened to like all of our episodes, and we should really go back to like the beginning of like how did Let's Talk Hoya start? And then
that's,
you know,
us in the time machine
memories,
guys.
And yes. Yeah, so dang, that was a long time ago though, like, yeah. Now that I like think about it,
yeah. Let's Talk Hoya started because Lydia has an addictive personality and she got into podcasts out of nowhere, and she likes to listen to things related to the things she's obsessed with, which is Hoyas, and she was like, there's no podcast about Hoyas. And I was like, how much can you really talk about Hoyas? Boring. And then she was like, we should make one. And I was like, no, I have a lisp and I refuse to be in a podcast, because previously, even though I took a lot of speech therapy and got rid of my lisp in person, it does come across like in video and those types of settings. Well, it used to. And then I was like, but Lydia and Adam, you should do the podcast because that'd be great. Love that for you. Do it. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll try it.
No.
And if you can't hear my lisp, I'll do it.
There was a lot of fluffing the ego to get you
there
here.
Was.
But then after fluffing the ego, now we can't unfluff the ego.
Because I just want to say, it's not me, it's the fans. It is the fans who are like, I could hear Jesse talk all day. And I'm like, girl, me too.
Oh, God.
Jesse could talk talk about paint drying, I would listen. Me too, girl. Like, I'm here for me. Anyway,
every review that comes in that says, Jesse is just the star of the show. Man, Jesse, like, prints that, frames it, makes it the screensaver.
I do want to say it does warm my heart, especially as a person who did have a very bad lisp when I was younger. Like, it is something special for me to be able to be here and be like, I sound normal.
Yeah.
Which is not to say people who have lisps don't sound normal, but it's just hard existing out there when you don't sound like the status quo.
Yeah.
And I already have a lot of reasons to fit into those categories. So
I also had a speech impediment, but not a lisp.
Yeah.
I have legitimately never heard anything come out of your mouth that sounded like a lisp.
I know. I work very hard on that.
When I get tired, like Queen Creek is really hard. Like, it's really difficult and it like reverts for me.
Oh, yeah, no.
But well, anyway. It's okay. I've never been to speech therapy, so.
Question though, in the 2 years, I had worked out the awkwardness and hearing my own voice far before that, but at what point did you guys stop like criticizing hearing your voice? Because you know no one likes to hear their own voice. Or do you still kind of like
Jessie cringe? Loved it from the beginning. She heard her voice and she was like, dang,
I sound immaculate. But also, yeah, I love me in general. Like, it once the non-lisp thing was out, I was like, damn, why wasn't I on radio before? Like, cha-ching, yeah, let's get it going. Face
for radio.
Booty hole. But no, yeah, I was never like,
yeah. Oh, okay, so did you feel that way?
No, I was pretty okay, but I've heard my voice.
Yeah.
But to say
numerous times, because at my work, when I worked at the university, we had to do quality control for our own calls, and we would listen to so many. At least like one a week. So then I was kind of used to like,
yeah,
hearing what I sound like.
Yeah. Same. I've worked in customer service and they literally make you hear your own calls. And like, when I worked in customer service, people would be like, oh my God, you have such a great voice. Oh my God, your voice is wonderful. I'm like, I know, right? I know. So it was never a
thing. So year two, this episode is about Jesse tooting her horn.
Oh, if we did do like a whole lot of video content though, I would be like very insecure about that. But that's only because, again, I don't fit into the status quo body shape. So I feel like, and then I overthink like all of my movements and gestures. You
do, yeah.
So.
And you're not nice to yourself.
I didn't say anything degrading. I just said I don't fit people's status quo. So that makes people,
I feel like,
behave a certain way.
Yeah, true.
Which is why I toot my own horn so much, because I'm great. Anyway.
And very short.
And very short, because great things come in small packages. I'm just saying.
I just want to glean an ounce of that, of your confidence sometimes. Just rub me.
I bet.
But yeah, 2 full years.
That's crazy. I feel like the podcast definitely has evolved and changed, and there's been ebb and flows, but this year has been just super fun. Like, we found like our groove of like what we're comfortable sharing and chatting about, and also realizing like, okay, this is like what people want to hear. And we've had a lot of amazing fun guests, and we have more upcoming recordings that are coming up that I'm super super excited about. There's definitely like a ton of imposter syndrome over like these people that I've seen on YouTube, or I just like genuinely enjoy like hearing their plant content, and people I just thought I would never have a chance to talk to that we get to chat with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's like the really cool next part, the next chapter almost, that'll be coming up, is just being able to connect with more people that are in our community. And to me, it's still wild that people are willing to like, yeah, like I'll sacrifice 2-3 hours of my time to come chat with you. And
yeah,
it's just crazy, but literally so much fun. So
yeah, yeah, we learned so much in those episodes, the guest episodes. Speaking of, Let's go back. Our first guest, April.
Oh yeah, April. Literally feel like the a guest, mostest.
No, yeah, it was like it was talking friend. With the friend.
She feels like the fourth.
Which I feel like is why we were like, let's do her first, because we were like, hey, we gotta figure out how this is gonna go.
Yeah, she won't judge us if we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. And like literally, we could talk to April for hours. That's the thing, yeah. You know. So it was just effortless.
I feel like we need to bring April back this year, guys.
We do. We really do.
That would be fun.
Yeah. April had the whole thing happen with her greenhouse, though. So then I know the girl's busy. And then when something like that happens, you already know it's like, yeah, you know. So, but yeah, we definitely, definitely do. April is always a real one. She's the best.
She is. That's April Mall from Unsolicited Plant Talk.
Yes, April Mall from Unsolicited Plant
Talk. That's a great episode. So go listen to it.
Mm-hmm. They are. Guest episodes have been super fun. And then, I don't know, it's just been like, you know, it's been wild. And sometimes, like, especially when we even started, I did have this thought of like, how are we going to have, like, at one point, are we going to run out of things to talk about? You know what I mean? Like, how much can people talk about Hoya? But I mean, honestly,
there's so much to, yeah, to be said about Hoya.
I mean, not even like just talking about the species, but also like the locality and all of the different like topics that we've done. I mean, there's still so much that we could talk about, which is to me the crazy thing, and that people are actually willing to listen to us. Just like three people just talking about Hoya is just wild. So,
yeah, I when people talk about listening to the podcast, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but I'm like, huh? Why? Why are you doing that? But that's, I don't know. I always get a little like, ooh, do I sound weird?
Yeah. I especially get like that when people who aren't into Hoya are like, what? You do a podcast? Show it, send it to me. And I'm like, okay, but I need to preface this with like, this is a really niche thing.
Yeah.
And it's not going to make sense. And you're going to think I'm crazy. And they're like, okay. And then they never get back to me. So I'm sure they think I'm crazy.
But yeah. It's so fun, like over the years, watching people find our podcast, listen to it, and start getting Hoya, and then like start becoming Hoya heads. And it's just, I don't know, it's a little one of us.
I have to say that's probably one of my like favorite parts is like in the beginning, it was more of like kind of like talking into the void. And then we had, you know, those people like the OG people from the beginning who listened from like day one that are still with us and supporting us and rooting us on, which is like awesome. But then that community just like continues to grow and grow and grow. And the people that like I've connected with and we've become friends with, like, it's just wild to think we started this because it's our passion. And then it just continues to like grow and flourish, you know? And so like, I'm excited. Excited to see like how much more, you know, like, what I mean?
What's like, next?
Yeah. What more is there?
Hoya Enterprise. Just kidding.
So super excited about that. But okay. Memories. What do you feel like is some of your favorite memories from the past 2 years?
I'm like going through our episodes to be like, okay, what happened on that one? Okay. So I really loved it. I didn't love why we did the episode, but I loved the episode about Ted Green, the episode we did about him, because I don't know. It was like the first time I had ever really fully dedicated some time to like dig back into somebody's like personal past, like somebody so big in the Hoya world, and also getting able to speak with people who are his friends, and then like Ava Karen writing a little memorial thing. It was just really sweet. So that episode was always going to be special to me. I don't know why, but
I think I see it though, because like all of those memorial episodes, it's like, was Ted Green the first one we did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it kind of like really hit home with like how important this hobby is to people and how far it really spans. Like, yeah, Ted Green was an amazing person. All the people we remember are amazing people, but truly they've touched so many lives, and the hobby has connected us like in such a different way that I don't know. Maybe every hobby has that, but like, I feel like that really brought home to me how special the plant hobby, the Hoya hobby is.
Yeah, there is a nice sense of community and camaraderie.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it makes me sad that, you know, because we unfortunately have done a few memorial pieces for really big people in the Hoya community. And I mean, they honestly were people where, I don't know, I just thought like, man, like one day maybe I'll just get to say hi. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And now the opportunity is gone. And I think in ways like that's kind of sparked a little bit of like, I'd love to have more guests on the podcast and have more people, because you just don't know. Like, nobody's ever guaranteed another day, right? And these are people who like contribute so much to these plants that we love and these plants that bring us joy every day. And it just like comes full circle. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So almost just being able to like preserve a little piece of that in our podcast, that it'll just like be here maybe forever, I think is super special. So yeah. I definitely share that sentiment.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jesse? Favorite moments?
My favorite episode has been the Doug Chamberlain episode.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think he was just a great person to chat with, and it just felt like...
So easy.
Yeah, it was just like as much as he wasn't here, it felt like he was in the room chit-chatting with us, and I'm just like, wow. There was just so much fun. Yeah, that's all
like,
I remember about it.
A moment of like almost being like starstruck, or like,
yeah,
like just this like, because he literally is one of the first like whole like big Hoya people I had ever heard of, like Doug Chamberlain, Vermont Hoya.
Yeah,
and I never in a million years would have thought like, oh, like we're gonna reach out to the Doug and get to talk to him. He's gonna be like, yeah, like I'll come on there and talk with you guys. Never in a million years would I have thought that.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite memories. Or episodes, but memories wise, I don't think that I have a single one. I just think it's great to have this like thing that we get to come together like as friends and record together, and like it's gonna live for like longer than we will. I like that.
Yeah.
Unless the aliens take over. No, I'm just kidding.
I like that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll take our recordings with them.
Yeah.
And they'll be Hoya heads too.
Oh man. Some of my favorite memories of the podcast in general is just like our little bloopers that, sorry, audience, you don't get to see. Some of them may get to Patreon.
Yes.
But like,
others?
We're editing and we just export them. I'll export it and send it in our group chat. And just, it's just, some of them are a little unhinged and really funny. And I just love those moments of like,
yeah.
I don't know. And then
those moments being recorded forever.
Yeah. And then we have like, you know, our weird sayings, like it's just, it's kind of fun to have a thing
or like little pod personality.
Yeah Peduncle pals, like all of these things that are just like that were created because of this. That's just fun to see.
Yeah, it's been really cool, and I definitely have been the reluctant participant, but it's been great. Like the community really won me over, and then once we started the Patreon, just, you know, connecting with everyone who became a patron at any point, that was really special too.
What was one of your favorite memories?
Oh, favorite memories. There's definitely a lot of them. I can't say like I can pinpoint just one, because I mean, this is like something even outside of like bi-weekly episodes, like we see each other every week and then like we're always talking, and you know, like it definitely is nice that it brings us together. But I don't know that there's a single memory to me. What was fun though, when we first started the podcast, remember we just started making like not even Hoya related, just random TikToks for no reason.
That was fun.
Yeah. That was, yeah. And then we started like narrowing down like, okay, like we should make them more relevant. But like the first like two that we did, it was just like, no, like makes no sense. We just did it because it was just funny.
Yeah. But again, it's part of like hanging out and being friends.
I think
no matter what, it's related.
Yeah. I kind of like those though, because like that's where our personalities can come through.
Yeah. Yeah. But those are some of like
the skipping one. Yes. My mom still talks about that.
Oh, really?
What does she say about it?
She thinks it is the funniest thing because she's not chronically online like we are. Yeah. So when that like trend was coming around and we were seeing that, like she had never saw that before. So our video was the first time she ever saw it. And I tell you what, she was like rolling. Because it's like the sound along with you just trying to skip.
Excuse me, I'm a great skipper. I could be an Olympic skipper. No,
that's not what that was called.
Yeah, sometimes like I just go back and just start like scrolling through our feed and then I stumble on those and then it just reminds me of like all that time and the feelings and just how fun it was. And honestly, we should do that again.
we should have reels.
One thing that the podcast definitely gave to me was my first time at Unsolicited Plant Talks. Cause that was like Disneyland to me.
Yeah. Was that really the first time you went?
Yeah. No? We've been there but with pre-podcast?
Yeah, because we went when our first time.
Before the pod. What, the
well, first I don't remember it. It didn't mean anything until we went as a podcast.
I
legit don't remember.
No, that's okay.
Going.
That was that year that we had traveled to Washington. Then we went to California too with Adam. Remember, right after the pandemic,
and we didn't have the podcast.
No, that didn't happen until we were like closer friends. Yeah. I think California was the first time we actually. Yeah, no, that was the first trip ever. Because remember,
I know it was the first trip ever.
We were just like, let's go to California. And then I remember Adam showing up to my house, and you didn't close the trunk to car door, and then you just sat in the back. And then at one point, we're like, "Do we have each other's phone number?"
We didn't have phone. We had phone numbers, didn't we?
No, I don't know. I think we had to like make a chat.
No, I think we did like Instagram until then. Yeah. And then that's when we finally were like,
oh, a fish.
Yeah.
Because we were going to be sleeping together in Venus's.
In Venus's Airbnb.
With the teacups and no teapot.
Either way, memories of us going to Unsolicited Plant Talk are very special to me.
Yeah, they are. I mean, because my first time there was with you guys.
It's the plant Disneyland.
Truly. So overwhelming. I don't think I would do well there without Lydia, though. I got to be honest, because she's always like, she's the one that can talk with April about all the things. And I am just too overwhelmed with everything to be like, I don't know words other than wow.
Yeah, Lydia's always having these like in-depth technical conversations. And I'm like, pity.
Yeah.
Flower.
Leaf. But Unsolicited Plant Talks is,
like, big leaf. Gimme.
So cute.
Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey guys, Lydia here.
And Adam. As some of you may know, we co-own a online Hoya plant shop. Well, mostly Hoya. It's called The Green Plant. We're always so grateful that our passions have led us to have the ability to share some of our favorite genus with you.
We aim to have a restock at least 1 to 2 times a month and always post the most carefully and beautifully growing plants. And supporting us keeps our dream alive, and we love seeing the plants we have lovingly curated growing in your homes.
If you're in the United States and ever looking for new Hoya babes to add to your collection, just give us a browse at www.thegreenplantaz.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at thegreenplant.az, where we always post restock alerts on our stories. And you can also sign up for our newsletter at the bottom of our shop website. And now, back to our episode.
We did go together as a podcast to the San Diego Botanical Garden.
No, that was still that same trip.
Damn it.
Cut that out then.
Yeah, this podcast means nothing to me. I don't remember anything about it. Who are you? Who am I?
Do you remember that reel that Lydia did where she literally did nothing, no effort?
Oh yeah, and she went viral.
And it went viral.
I was literally still in my pajamas from that day.
I want to say not no effort. That was a great reel, and it had every reason to get that.
Oh, but there are parts reach. I was like, oh, maybe I should re-record it because I'm in my pajamas. But I was like, I mean, how many people are gonna see this? So then I was just like, boop, boop, boop.
How many people saw it?
I don't even know. what it's at now.
But now the music is gone. No longer on there.
Yeah, but I think it's still getting like the views.
Which is literally crazy.
417,000.
That's crazy.
Wow.
417,000 people have seen me in my pajamas from the night before.
Okay, but they're not pajamas. It's t-shirt or shirt. Like,
yeah.
Well, I don't want
I knew.
Do you see what I'm wearing right now?
I knew that I, the night before, in my bed, wearing those clothes.
Wait, what were you doing in your bed?
Yeah. It's usually.
No, that was. Yeah, that's the sound I was making.
It did not sound like that. It sounded like you were like.
You went.
Yeah, you were like.
She was drinking out of her Stanley. Big dumb cup.
Her Stanley BBC. Cut that out.
BDC.
Nope. Oh, I really liked our Barbie reel. That one was really fun.
That was.
The Hoya Barbie.
It was fun doing all the reels. We should do that again. I feel like we just got super busy and just kind of got to like autopilot of like, okay, like we have time to like do the episodes, the time for recording, like just like bare minimum we can do. We haven't been doing
Adam playing Candy Crush as we're recording.
No way.
No, you made Candy Crush.
On TikTok and it just the sound.
We should, though. There's one reel that we lost forever and we never posted.
I know. It was in my drafts. That was going to be a good one,
Which
too.
One? The one where we left you?
Yeah.
That was a funny one.
I mean, just the reels when we were, like, sitting here. Remember us, like, Lydia saying all these words and she was, like, the nerd sitting in the chair and we're just like...
When you still had long hair.
Yeah. Lots of seasons. You... Mm-hmm. But I don't know when we started the podcast. You used to do Top Bun... It's so funny to me whenever I see those photos of you. Like when I go back and I'm like, oh, that was
Top Bun era.
Yeah,
that's
was your.
That's my work photo still that was at
your,
work.
Your little. Your little
no, still, yeah, because look, got a little Top Bun there.
Yeah.
So yeah, Top Bun. And then I cut it to donate it. Yeah, because look, Top Bun there. And I cut it to donate it. And then it grew out again. And I can't be bothered to have it down. So then, but then the hair clips came in style. So I started wearing. And I've never stopped. They came in style and they're staying in style for me.
Forever. Never going out. Let's talk about some plants that you've gotten over the course of this podcast.
Oh, too many.
Yeah, there's
the
too
most
many.
Unforgettable one was a cardinal sign of a ghost that somebody gave me.
R. So anyway, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, it's over.
You have one though, right?
Yes.
Oh, what did something happen to the one?
I just don't remember. Oh. No, I think it's still there. It's still there.
Okay, no, but just into this whole thing of like, I got another one. Someone gave me one, and no, Adam can't look at it, touch it, breathe.
Oh yeah,
whatever,
and it's
whatever.
Grown three new leaves since I got it.
Wow!
Three. Look at Adam's.
I don't have one.
Yeah, but to say where? Where is it?
Your Nova Ghost?
Oh, I do. Yeah, it's in the shower.
Oh.
Yeah, it's huge. It has like 300 leaves on it.
Yeah, it is huge.
Yeah, but nobody can equal Adam. Not even you, Lydia, so.
It's not really a burn because.
No, it is because it hurts her inside.
No. It actually doesn't. My plants grow just fine.
Sure, Jen, sure.
You grow better than your plants.
That's why she has to keep replying because she's like...
We can't end our friendship on the 2-year anniversary of this podcast.
All over a dead Cardosa ghost.
You're the one that
this is
going to
be the worst roller coaster in the world. At the end, we're going to be like, and this is the finale.
See, I don't take it personally when my Hoyas don't grow.
Oh, you know what is a plant? Because there is someone that sent us a linearis.
Yes.
I can't remember who it was, though. I like feel so bad, but I can't remember who sent us linearis, but someone sent us a linearis, and that plant is like single-handedly a plant that is bringing me so much joy right now because I finally cut it.
Yeah.
And all of like there was like a dozen, I think, cuttings that I made, and they're all rooted. And so now like That was just what I did that 2 weeks ago. So now it's already ready to go into a permanent spot. So I got to think of like, what do I want to do? But I'm going towards full pot linearis right now. So I think that's like a highlight plant for me.
I don't know if that came in, like Debbie McSweeney sent us some plants. And I don't know if it came in with those because she sent the Puba Calyx. I don't know where, I can't remember where it came from either, but I also adore mine. So if you're listening to this and you sent it, please DM us.
Yes, because thank you so much.
It was me. Yeah. Ooh. I just looked at my linearis today and I was like, you're doing so well.
Yeah. Those little gems that people shared with us throughout the journey of this podcast has been really special.
Yeah, it's been really special. Even if you've sent me something and I've killed it, I never do that without thinking about your kindness and generosity. I just want to put that out there. That especially goes for Adam, who has done the backbreaking labor of rooting, potting, beautifying plants for me. And then I post them on Instagram. I'm like, this is RIP, bye. But literally, there's this feeling in there somewhere.
What was a big plant? That's
Vitellinoides. And then the variegated multiflora you just gave me.
Oh.
I need another one. But in the future, not right now. I can't handle a single more Hoya right now.
I can't have that energy. That'll be a winter Hoya.
Okay, but what is like one thing that you hope for in the future of Let's Talk Hoya? It could be literally anything. One thing.
Are we manifesting?
Yeah. Let's manifest that.
I would like to, and by I would like to, I mean, I would love Lydia to plan out because I would suck at that. But Mikel Rada, I would love to speak with him. Yeah.
Do you think he would talk to us?
I don't know.
If you know Mikel Rada, ask him for us.
I think I'd be too intimidated to talk to Mikel Rada.
That's why I was like, Lydia's going to do it because like you need to make the questions because I'd be like,
I would feel like,
I just am so like interested to know
Tim
more.
Tim diddly dee, Tim diddly dum sitting over here.
To know more about like the whole process that you go through when you're doing research and out in situ and like collecting species and.
And then I would feel bad for being the person that was like, why haven't they put out more publications?
What are they doing? Just sitting on their asses?
Wait, that's been you all along.
That's what she's saying. Like, then he would go back and listen.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, this
person.
Okay, but yes, the revered Dr. Mikel Rada. That would like, literally be amazing.
And even like Suri Rahayu.
Mm-hmm.
Like just any of the people who are actively right now doing field work in the area of Hoya, it would be so neat to just hear their experience.
Nathalie Simonson.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I would like to talk to Nathalie because like she could help, she could talk about Toriel.
Yeah, because like, she had a really special connection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And how that whole thing, you know, blossomed into what it became and her.
It bloomed.
Her detour in her life because of that. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's a good question. I think, you know, sometimes I have to taper down the things that I want to manifest because I dream big and I want to do too many things at once. And so I think the biggest thing for me is I really want to like keep on just doing our yearly trips, like our yearly Let's Talk Hoya trips. And like, it'd be really fun to go to like Hawaii and like meet Carol Noel and, you know, one day like meet Doug Chamberlain and just like actually physically meeting these people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it would just be so cool. Like, wouldn't it be cool if we could like record with them like in person or, you know, just dreaming big. I think that would, I mean, that would just like just blow my mind.
Yeah. Oh, Carol Noel.
Which I know she sold her property I mean, because she's, you know, into her 80s, I think. But mm-hmm.
Dorothy Green's also there, too.
Yes, Dorothy Green is also there.
Yeah.
So just to be able to, like, meet these people, you know, and getting to chat with them, I think would absolutely be amazing.
Yeah. What about you, Jesse?
The future of the podcast. I would like to see a HoyaCon happen. I'm not saying I want to organize that, but I would like to see it happen where, like, we can just get all these Hoya people in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, record a live episode there.
Panels
with different, like, topics, like pollinating, researching, naming, pest control. Yeah, like all that. Like, let's do HoyaCon.
Could you imagine, like, if we had guests like Doug Chamberlain is here today?
I know.
And
but we'd have to do it in Vermont because he can't leave his place. Oh. We'd have to do it in the river behind Doug Chamberlain's house.
You know what? I believe in the Hoya people, and the Hoya people would come to Vermont for a plant con so that Doug Chamberlain didn't have to leave his plants and he could come.
I know, but yeah. Saturday is his watering day.
We'll do it Thursday night.
Yeah, we got to do it during the week. We'll get him out there.
Yeah.
He could be a speaker on Sunday.
Yeah. No, that would be really cool. That would be really fun to have.
Yeah.
You know, I keep, every year I feel like I miss plant con that started in like, a year ago, and then it happened this last year again. I just must not know the dates, but every time I see it, it's like I've already had something planned.
Yeah, same.
But something like that seems so fun to do, and especially like Hoya.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like making plans super ahead, but I would like to know the date super ahead so I don't make plans on that date. Yeah.
But then we always make plans super ahead, and then by the time the dates come out, we're like, oh shoot, we already have a trip planned. Yeah. Or like we all just like,
yeah,
traveling and, you know, doing things. And so then because last year we were like, yeah, if we can go to PlantCon, we should go to PlantCon. And then
it was Memorial
the
Day
date
weekend,
came though. Out. And then I think both of you guys are going to be out of town. So
sounds about
right. Checks out. Yeah.
Checks out.
But yeah. 2 years, guys.
Two.
We made it.
We did it, Joe. That's what I always say. Sorry.
That's not going to age well. Ooh. Anyway, cut that out.
Cut that out, Adam. Oh.
So, yeah. So hopefully many more to come.
Oh, and I did really like it. Yeah. How last anniversary we had listeners like tell us stories for our anniversary.
Yeah.
But I don't think we need to do that again because that was one of the best episodes because we got to hear people in their native environments accents. I don't know how to say that without being weird.
No, it's not weird. But immediately I'm thinking of our girl Chloe. Hey Chloe.
Our
Chloe. Australia.
No, but the funny thing was you didn't know her voice message was next.
Yeah.
And I just saw the name Chloe and I went Arnar Clary.
And then she literally was.
I wonder if Chloe still listens to us or she was like, nope.
I hope she does. I want to know about your Hoya collection because I think she was on a mission to collect all the native Australian species.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. I'm really glad to get to do this with you both because it's fun to do things that you enjoy with your friends. But then also to the listeners out there, it's weird because we're three best friends sitting here staring at each other, like in a microphone. And it's hard to understand like that people actually listen. But when that realization hits us, I feel like I'm always incredibly grateful for every single one of you who just takes your time, even if we're just keeping you company during your chores, like that's special to me. I think that's special to us. So, because, you know, chores aren't that fun, but when you have friends there chatting in your ear and maybe learning something, it's, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like, you know, with starting the podcast, I really thought like, oh, we're just going to get to learn more and share just cool information that, you know, we talk about. I never thought about the other aspect of like, there's listeners and we're going to be making like thousands of new friends, basically, yeah. you know? And so to think that that's our reality, it really is wild and something that we're all like just super grateful for. So ultimately, I mean, we wouldn't even be here at 2 years if it wasn't for y'all. So ultimately, like, at the end of the day, like, a huge thank you to everybody who listens and, you know, engages with us and gives us, you know, like, topic recommendations and just, like, all the things, like, super grateful for. So thank you, you guys.
Yes.
I just think it's really important to highlight, like, my two friends here have that you guys are what makes this really special. I think as a human race, as human people, as human beings, as souls or energy trapped inside of these bodies, we have all been through a lot over these past few years. And plants, Hoyas, and plant friends, Hoya friends, have really gone through that with us. And I think that that has made a really big difference, at least for me personally. And like, I've seen it in other plant people's lives. And I just want to thank you guys, because you guys are some of the good ones. Thank you for listening. Thank you for when you like things and you reply and you send in your pictures. Like, don't think we are ever like tired of it. I don't think you guys understand how cool that is to know that you're hearing this and doing this with us. So thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
And Jessie rarely gets sappy. And so when she has a sappy moment, that's really, she won't admit it, but that's really from the heart.
She's
from the heart right there.
I don't believe in emotions.
Aren't humans so cute though? Like, I think about like in 500 years, someone's going to be like, well, there's like this audio thing and it's a podcast about this like plant that used to be on Earth.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, oh, humans
remember
are cute.
When humans had podcasts?
Yeah.
They thought they were so cool.
Yeah. Well,
they're so cute. They destroyed their own.
I'm like, you're too far from the mic anyway.
Yeah. Well, we love you guys. And we also want to hear from you. So if you're listening to this, head over to Instagram or post in your stories and tag us. But we'd love to hear maybe one of your favorite memories or even maybe a favorite Hoya that was inspired by us. That you would have never gotten, but you tried because of us. Like, just anything. We'd love to hear it. So go over to Instagram at let's.talkhoya. Let us know. And you can also find us individually on Instagram. I'm at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Thank you so much, friends. 안녕, 친구.
Bye.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.